Happy Friday, family. Great to have your company. A big, big 2 hours to rock and roll you into your weekend, the Adelaide Test weekend. Before I even get to what's on the show today, let's get to the man that makes this show, who is the this show, who has just delivered week in, week out in 2017, the BNF himself, the one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton, Black Rhino Jarman. G'day, Juicy!
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Thanks for those kind words there, Lulu. But don't we have a segment just before 6 o'clock called Worst on Ground?
Yep.
Leaderboard at the moment is A. Jarman on 10, and then there's Daylight.
Yeah, unbeatable. Unbackable.
Unbeatable, Lou!
Unbackable. I'll tell you what, though, what I do want to say is today, your music brought to you by DJ Juice. Handpicked by the great man today. I tell you what, if you're not thumping the steering wheel, arm out the window, going berserk at the lights,
yeah, come on,
you
family.
Never will be. All right,
you've got a couple of tunes in there.
Yeah, just back myself in ever so nicely, just like I do with the show. I just slip in and out wherever there's a little gap to be filled and get myself a little organised. Of course, right, all those that have been laying in wait, hoping and just waiting for this moment, the driving test results, the RAA driving test results who have come through, will announce the winner. The best behind the wheel for 2017 at around 4:45. Lock that in.
When will it be online so the family can have a
good
look?
Right about that time. We filmed every goddamn second of that sucker. And I'll tell you what, it's got the movie Short Film Festival worried.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Who's on the show, Lou?
Oh, where do you want to start? We've got ears. Adam Gilchrist with the best set of ears in the business to talk about the second test. We've got treads on. Out of contractual obligations.
And could it be his last gig with us?
Could be.
Do we know if he's back next year on Triple M Family?
I don't know. I've signed no papers, have you?
I haven't signed any.
We're going to say goodbye to the J-Pod, James Podsy Adley, who has finished up his time at the LA Crows, been a real big part of our show. We've loved him dearly.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to try and get one. I'm trying to get one of those in just to finish on.
Now.
And then, of course, we've got to talk to a bloke that is gracing the front page of the paper today.
There we go.
Oh, no.
Now, you said this start of the week.
I called it. Of course, I mean, it's not quite the fanfare of a prelim final where the whole team, the ensemble, was just draped across all types of machinery down there at Adelaide Oval. This time it's just the chosen three.
Have a look at him.
The chosen three. Hoffy up front.
In his blue sneakers.
Backside on the heavy
plums
roller.
Hanging out on the roller.
On the heavy roller.
Honestly.
They've grabbed in the practice pitch curator. Well, I don't know what Chris
Dave
Cox is
Egan's
doing there.
Old mud guts.
Well, he's turf manager, and that's a fair call for Ego to get in
there.
He's
a baze man.
Geez, I'm looking at it and I'm going,
Lou,
I can see what's going through his mind right now. Cutting patterns.
Yeah.
Radars. Yeah. Watching.
Jars and Louie.
Jars and Louie. I got a front for the boys. I'm not going to pose too big.
No.
Too provocative on this one.
Joe Root.
Joe Root. The English. Yeah. Stump Mike. Dave Warner. The Rev. The Bull.
Kitty.
Uzi. Not too much spin for Uzi. Then I've got question marks that I'm doing pitches because Cricket Australia ordering them. Yeah, I'm under instruction to serve some sort of crap.
The Godfather Leslie Burdett
looking down on me. I'm going, how do I fit the sessions in the old scoreboard on the sly, like Les used to do? Who's getting a start? Who's not? Oh, so much going on.
Let's get him on.
So much. So we're going to get him on next. Hoffy, the man responsible for the 22 yards.
There we go.
The 22 yards of just between
the
bat
world's watching
and
him,
ball.
That's
They're watching Hoffy, and he's on next on the rush hour. Oh, did I tell you? It's our last show.
Here we go.
We might be up a bit.
Good song. Good start.
What's a good song? Because you picked it out.
Yeah. What is it, Jar?
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, and?
Quick.
Imagination.
Immigrant Song.
Yeah,
Rush Hour, Triple M.
The big names come to town when the test is on, and there's one man responsible for how long they stay.
This is the biggest name we're going to talk to.
He's a megastar. I called it at the start of the week.
Did,
I said, you'll find him on the front page of the Tiger at some point this week, and he's built it nicely. The one, the only, Damien Hoff.
Hoffy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Josh.
Mate, I'm loving your work, and I love how you've toned down this pose beautifully down the barrel. Just the top three guns down there involved. Not everyone this time,
no.
Like the prelim final where we're draped across all the machinery. I'm liking this one.
I said I did not want to do it because I knew I was looking. Guys, I was talked into it. I thought I had to.
Oh, mate, I'm loving it. And I suppose you can't tell me, but geez, how many hours have you put into the cutting pattern design for the grass this year? Are you going with something different, a little controversial? What are you doing?
No, we're pretty boring here. No, we're just the north, south, east, west cut. So.
Oh, yeah. There it is, Jars, I told you. It's almost like lawn porn, isn't it?
He loves it, Robbie. Louis loves it.
You've got to stay traditional. So I tell you what we have done. We're five mower width wide instead of four. So that's the only thing we've done.
Stop it. Stop it.
The cheapest.
Oh, jeez. I almost want to get down there and just rub my hands all over the machinery.
Hey, mate, how is the wicket looking? And whoever wins the toss, obviously this day-night second test there, Hoffie, whoever wins the toss, what do you reckon they'll do first?
You'd think they'd bat. So we're just trying to replicate what we did last year. So preparation-wise, is pretty similar. A little bit trickier with the hot weather early in the week, and we had a Shield game finish on Sunday. So a little bit trickier. Had to extend our preparation time because of the Shield game. But, you know, right now we're pretty happy with it. But time will tell, I guess. We'll find out in a couple of days how it's played.
Hoffie loved the analogy. It's like baking a pie. Just got to know when to add and how long to cook it for.
I thought I said baking a cake, but anyway.
I hate it too.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, I love it. Really deep question now. The other boys who have missed out on the shoot, how is morale?
So do your homework, Louis. The ones I had last time, they were different guys this time. So the guys that missed out last time, I made sure were in it. And
you're
they were the guys who threw a fair bit of banter back at the guys who had their photo taken. Yep. So it was their turn to cop the punishment and be a part of it. So we've only got a couple that haven't had their photo on there yet, so they'll be next time if there is a next time.
I thought it was awfully strange that you get someone who prepares the practice pitch out there on Main Street.
He's one of he's been around for about 35 years old, Chris, so he's due to get out there.
I'm loving the leadership, Offie. I'm just loving your leadership now. Talk me through the practicing of the covers on, covers off, rain delay techniques. I mean, you're sitting around watching radar. Whose responsibility is that? Who hits the button? You don't want no false alarms, Hoffie.
It's sad because we all sit there as soon as it's raining. No, it's raining, but everyone goes to the radar raining just to see how much rain comes. It's pretty sad. It's worse at home when you're home with your wife and kids and they're absolutely giving it to you because as soon as they hear rain, they all look at you because you've got the phone out looking at the radar.
Yeah.
But, no, it's all good. We're ready to go. So hopefully there's not too much rain around.
Is there any truth, in the bunker, unlike the fire as you come down the pole, you boys have got to come up?
No, we're like coiled springs. We're under pressure and ready to go.
What about time limits? What's the set time to get into wet weather gear? I mean, the ability to be able to transition from just hanging out in boots and shorts and tops.
Do you have practice runs inside?
Do you do all that stuff to get it slick?
No. If you don't have a jacket on, you just get wet. You've just got to get out of there.
Old school.
Have you ever lost a man under the covers?
Not quite, nearly. We had a guy slip over one a few years ago and the crowd erupted. And I turned around and he got up pumping his hands in the air like he was a
Hoffie,
like
do you have to keep going? When that's happening, you're just going to say, I'm sorry, I've just got to keep rolling.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. It's hilarious if you can pull one under. It's a funny moment.
And what about who gets the job of the heavy roller? Because that's El Primo. Between innings, when it's called for, the skip says, I'll take heavy. Yeah. Who gets that gig?
Is that you or Debo?
No, I pull rank there. It's the easiest job. You jump on it and away you go.
And it's a fair bit of me time too out there in the middle. I'm loving it.
You look good, mate.
You're a great sport, Hoffie.
Well done, Chip.
You're doing a wonderful job down there. Cannot wait to see the action. Like you said, a little tough with the weather and the changes, but can't wait to see what you serve up.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully it's just an entertaining game and a good contest.
And if it goes pear-shaped, Hoffie, you'll be back on the front page again.
Nah, I'll be ducking and
Oh, you've made his day, Hoffie. Yeah, Louis loves it.
When I picked it up today, I rocked in today, Hoffie, I tell you
proud.
Right now.
You're proud, weren't you?
I reckon, tell you what, Hoffie, I'm going to make a commitment to you right now. I've got a new little show I'm putting together on the slide with a couple of key names. It involves turf, grounds, talk, all that sort of lawn stuff. I think you're going to be my first guest.
I'll hold you to it.
On the couch. Or on the couch.
On the couch with
Hoffie. I'm loving it. Good luck, mate. Have a great test.
Thanks, Louis.
Thanks for being great sport. There is Damien Hoff, head curator down there at Adelaide Oval.
Have a look at you. In the candy shop.
Well, yeah, you got to respect the heroes.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games, and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
5:10 for Adam Gilchrist. We've got Treaders coming up inside the next 20. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Give it a whack.
AustralianRadioschool.com. Yeah.
Oh, darn. Hey, good song. Yeah. You picked that one.
Yeah, a bit of good song.
We're picking the music, family.
Bit of bush. All right. Oh, here it is.
No,
family. The worst on ground for the year 2017. And such was the content available. We've had to spread out the votes from the traditional 3-2-1.
To what?
To the 5-4-3-2-1. Right. Sit back, relax. Hey, everybody knows you only learn from your mistakes. Yeah. Let's listen.
The Rush Hour's Worst on Ground, presented by Matty the Boss.
Welcome to the worst on ground for the Rush Hour 2017. Back in February, the Green Mundine fight was on, and Louis picks up one vote for thinking that he was good mates with Denny Green.
We're pretty tight, the Green machine and myself. Mm. He's my Uber driver.
You're very good mates.
What were his last words to me when he left here on Tuesday?
Lou, if you need any tickets, make sure you ring me.
Yeah, well, what happened?
All right, so what I've done.
Tuesday, 4:48. Hey, mate, 3 or 4 doubles would be great if it's not too much trouble or whatever you can wrangle. Oh, great stuff today, exclamation mark, very entertaining. Good luck Friday night, can't wait, Louis.
Right, Louis, right. Beautiful.
So, yes, well done.
Yeah.
So I had to wait an entire day and I thought, hang on, getting close to the deadline, won't worry about it because he's clearly
forgotten
he's gone.
He's got to focus.
Wednesday, 11:19 p.m. The text reply from Danny Green, I'm fast asleep, sound in the knowledge, we're tight as... Who's this? Who's effing this?
Sucked in!
Brian Taylor came to town and one vote each goes to both Louis and Jars for standing up the great man.
Jumped on in peak hour traffic. That was a nightmare getting through there. All of this to get to Adelaide on time for the coffee that we'd organised. You know, we're going to have a bit of a catch-up, You guys invited me over for a coffee and I think 11 o'clock was the time. So I arrived at the front door of Triple M.
Yep.
Meet me down the coffee shop downstairs. Louis, you were
stuck in
the cinema somewhere.
With the kids.
Judge, you were still at home in bed. And I'm at 11 a.m. out the front of Triple M wondering what the hell's going on.
On Franklin Street.
Chris, just for the record, did you get correspondence from any of us?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is a sign of the friendship. At least we know where we all stand.
Do you hold grudges?
Yeah, I'm a long holder of grudges.
And now for three votes. Jars developed a brand new segment called The Round of Music, where a song hook reflects a sports story of the week. Great idea. Except when you forget the story.
It's your segment, mate.
Yeah, let's get underway. Okay, let's go.
Just hit the button, Murph. Anything.
Now, Murph, this one is for... shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Murph, help me out here. What was first up?
Boston
Running?
Powderfinger.
Yeah, this is Powderfinger.
Just play something and then you can talk after it.
No, this is for Powderfinger. Powderfinger. And it's for...
I can't be a part of this.
The runners.
Come back. I'll come around Murph's side. I'm not putting my name to this segment or this show, mate. Let him battle. I'm going. Yell out when mine are ready.
Come on. What was the runners for? What was the runners? What did I have it for?
You just asked me to push buttons.
Yeah, but bloody, I've lost it. What was it for? Anyway, just play this one for the runners, mate. Sorry,
it'd be a family. Side that's lost and running.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was for.
No, I do apologise, but I don't know what the song was for.
Two votes each go to both Louis and Jars for the overuse of nicknames. This from one random Wednesday afternoon.
You can't have Tomo playing two roles.
By the sea.
Your boy.
My lad.
Because Sauce has issues with the big sand lands.
Andrew Juice, Newton Jarman. Picked up the tweet of the week off the duck. As I say, good welcome to Mr. Elite himself, Juice. Yeah. And Charlie and Eddie would be outstanding. Oh. Here's Kenny explaining how he did that injury.
Sloaney up next.
It's Sloaney on the rush hour with Charles Lurie.
Yeah, and big minutes to midfield. Pikey, of course, is...
That wouldn't be the rat.
And JJ, kicked a few goals in the weekend.
Hey, Sloaney, welcome.
Got to be leading.
No, Tails.
Tails. Yeah. Tails would be a really good ice.
Damo joins us now. Welcome, Damo.
Charlie.
Lock in the Sloane Dog.
I reckon it'd be Pikey, wouldn't it?
No, it'd have Iceman.
Tomo would look like a good Iceman too, actually.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you can't be fill two spots.
No.
Maybe it would be Pikey.
Tell C.
Yeah. So all good luck, youngie.
Ready, Atkins. No...
Sauce.
Yeah. So sauce.
Yeah, it's like for like, actually.
Yeah.
Tell C.
Yeah.
I know you're listening, Sid. I'm going to build your brand new opener.
Yeah.
Oh, Scotty, well
played. Sloane Dog.
BT and the Chief. Good old Bunghole.
Jars didn't learn and set a Bristle nickname record just a few weeks later.
Good on you, Bristle. There's the phone, Bristle. Does Mrs. Bristle get that or you got to get that?
Mrs. Bristle, get that.
Hey, Bristle.
And five votes for the worst on ground of the year goes to Andrew Jarman for possibly the worst cricket score update of all time.
Yes, South Australia are chasing a... well, not a bad total, Lou. We're 3 for 88, but we need 190 to win. I did have it written down somewhere.
Trailing by 62 in the first dig, they made 216, so 282 minus 88.
So 279 runs to win. Is that right?
They need 187 now.
Yeah. But I'll just remember what the total was after getting Queensland out in the second dig.
See you in 2018.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Here I am. Get stuffed.
Yep. For the final time in 2017, the Wizard joins us. Welcome, mate.
G'day, boys.
Champ.
Can't wait for this Ashes test.
Mm.
You blokes don't have you, are you? Well, sorry, you're going on holidays. Enjoy your holidays, boys.
We are. Look, don't worry. We're just concerned at what the price of a jug of Pimm's is going to be honest.
Who really cares?
Oh, hang on.
When have you ever counted...
30-odd bucks for a jug?
When you're, yeah, but you don't need an old jug. You just need a couple of straws. You'll be fine. They'll get you through the day. But when you're ever on the soup, do you ever worry about what it's spent? That's the issue the next day. Oh, I've gone through how much?
You'd be like, you've got empty pockets.
Cabs, euros.
Froffies are going up.
You bled 50 off 6 different mates.
I'd be no good.
You got
any
money? What money?
Did anyone
and then, remember when you start piecing your night together, you're like,
what do you mean your night? Your day and your night.
And your morning.
And then this one. Where are we? What are we doing here?
what are we having burgers at breakfast?
I love this
at
one.
At Macca's on West Terrace.
What about when the old days? And the stamp on the wrist here. Jeez, don't remember going there.
How depressed is that stamp? You look at it and go, that was so cool last night.
It is when you got through on your wrist. Anyway, moving along. Speaking of number 3 plus 1, number 4.
Gary Ablett, 29, didn't ask Guthrie whether he was going to give up 29. Mm. For me, this is Kobe Bryant. Remember when he went from 8 to 24?
How much money? He printed the most jerseys
there is. Imagine how many young kids have got Danger. How many young kids have got Selwood?
Oh, yeah.
And now the young kids go, I want a Gaz too.
I need a Gaz.
They've probably already done the print on the 29 and they've got to go and, sorry, can't change your order. I've got to go buy another one.
What did senior wear?
Five.
Jeez.
Can't believe you asked that.
No, well, it's getting old.
It's been a long year.
I've got another week.
He'll play. He'll pay the grandstand off.
They reckon he's worth 2 goals a game. This is what Brian Cook said. Right. 2+ goals a game, 5,000 memberships. Now, I would say with the new jumper, I reckon sell out of merchandise.
How many reckon they'll sell?
Oh,
I reckon they'll have a. I reckon they'll have 5,000 names down, and they'll have to
10,000 plus.
Yeah, I reckon
10,000.
Honestly, I reckon there'll be a reprint.
Yeah,
a rerun done through before the season starts. There you go.
Look forward to it. But Chatty Says, what do you got on Chatty Says?
Well,
boy Chad.
Well, why doesn't he go and get released if he's going to be named 12th?
Mm.
And the skipper's spoken today, Steve Smith, pretty much saying that they're not going to make changes.
Well, we played a great grab off the top. We'll play it again for you now. Have a listen.
Excited to be involved in my first Ashes series and be around the Australian team, but I guess mixing cordial isn't what I want to do.
There it is. He's sick of making cordial, Trits.
Well,
he's
fair enough.
Gutful.
You know?
But you look at this situation and go, well, SA plays Queensland. There's no Richo and no Worrell, so they're big man stocks. Mm. What's the point of him running cordial out?
He needs to bowl.
Well, we did this
with the subs top
we
on.
We used to do this all the
and
time.
And they're playing in Cairns. Australia need him.
You released the 12th man. Mm. Now, they didn't play last week, which gave us all great hope that the potential was he was going to play here. Yeah.
And then that's where we get to see a great cricketer stuff up a catch.
Yeah.
Who's filling in.
Exactly. But it's not going to happen. So it's a real shame. And I really fear for Chatty that he won't get it.
Mm. No, I don't reckon he will.
I don't think he's going to get it now. If it's
not now, it's never.
Yeah, so which is a real shame.
I'm serious.
You would hope that somewhere along the line that if an injury happens or, God forbid, somebody gets a bit sore,
I think the only thing is they've got to be maintenance.
And they'll play Jackson Bird before our boy, Chats.
They couldn't possibly. They did it last year.
Bird.
They did it last year,
they
love him.
No, not
but
they.
He was 12.
Steve Smith loves Bird.
Yeah, well, he's not a selector. My understanding is, you need to make more runs or you need to take more wickets.
That's it.
Well, actually give something that's tangible that you can work on to get in.
Oh, there's not enough time
for
the selectors to catch up with
them. Oh, sorry, mate, you've only taken 60 the last 3 years.
Haven't they got 10 coaches down there now?
Yeah, they've had heaps.
I mean, you try and catch up with one individual over 4 or 5 days of cricket. That's
hard,
really
hard. Bloody
and you,
hard.
Yeah, and you haven't got 40 on your list. You only got bloody 11.
When you're in the box
and
fighting
no one
around.
Speaks to the 12th best cricketer in the country.
And you're getting some coin doing a bit extra media on the
side. It makes you mix cordial and they're not even qualified for that
shadows.
Stuff.
Anyway.
The Christmas break, we won't probably see you, but PDAs, we just need to let you know.
You're right.
Something's
happening.
We put a bounty out on you.
Yeah. All
right. Just for your PDAs, holding hands, kissing and whatever else. If any of the Triple M family spots you out and about.
They need to
not much, we just want the fodder, basically, to put a file together so we can keep sending it to you.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so you don't mind that. Don't go Burko or anything.
Well, that's okay, but if we're totally honest.
And
I want you to get a body and get in the gym.
Yeah, good
and
point.
I want you to shred.
Okay.
Yeah. Christmas, shred.
I told you to say that, didn't I?
I thought we were not going to talk about it.
I told you.
No, we weren't.
It's about you.
Yeah, but that's okay. But if it's 24, you know,
360 degree feedback. Because you've been doing a lot of hand-holding. You know that. And I know that.
No one loves me more than me, all right?
We know that. We know that.
That's all he needs to say.
Am I coming back next year? When are you going to let me know? Christmas is soon. I've got bills to pay.
Don't ruin that. That was your best line of the year. See you, Treads.
See you, Chad.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good luck.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louie. No more Treads.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis, who are handpicking every single song today. That one's got Louis' fingerprints all over it, I reckon.
Yeah, a bit of France. Get yourself into that. All right.
Righto.
Moment of Truth. Triple M Facebook page. Check it out. The video is up there right now. Been sitting on a dirty little secret for days now. Charles and I on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Went and did our driving test with RAA.
Yep.
Filthy Phil was our instructor.
And very good too.
Well, they're under the guise that it was just so we could hone our skills and make sure, like a lot of companies do these days where they say, report bad driving. If we're doing anything wrong out there, to report to the company. So our bosses know we're just setting a good example, not only on air, but off air. Mm. But that all changed when we got there. It turned into a driving contest. Marsha v. Greg Brady, I feel. I don't know what else to say, but listen. Here it is. Have a listen and just wait for the bit at the end because it has the winner in the package. Baby, you can
drive my car. And I'd like you to pick a lane, but preferably the right-hand lane or turn right.
Which way would you like, Phil?
Straight ahead.
Okay. He did say that.
Yeah, I'm just double-checking. How have you found the quality of South Australian driver?
I think most people are quite good, quite adequate.
He's writing something down, Charles. It was a school crossing.
Straight ahead, and if you can pull over to the curb for me, and I'll set up a car park for you. How's that?
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. I like to give room from the curb, Phil, as you'll notice, probably about 8 to 12 inches.
Oh, here we go.
Which will allow you to step down.
Oh,
and if I had an elderly passenger, you know how you can't get your foot in there sometimes?
Yeah.
Here we go, family. Jars has turned now.
Oh,
jeez, that's a whiplash.
The exit will turn.
He's gone the wipers. Get a bit of dare in it. Phil needs a thrill.
No, take pride in driving.
End of the road, we'll turn to the right, shall
Thank
we?
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, that's a bit of a rapid lane change there, Jazz.
Okay, do apologise.
Try a bit of reverse parallel parking here, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You only get three goes, Jars.
We're a bit too bad.
You only get three goes, mate. That's
how many goes do I get, Phil?
It's like the quiz.
I'm getting the feeling, Jars, that you normally get dropped off at places.
I can reverse a trailer.
But not a Suzuki.
Much better.
How's the hand technique on the wheel, Phil?
Yes, quite nice.
Noticed I'm giving appropriate distances between.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Thank you, Phil.
Nice gap. And the lights will go straight on.
Suck. Were you like this at school?
Righto, mate. Give us some news. Who do you think?
Got to give it to Jars.
Oh.
Yeah! You're beautiful! I love him! That's good stuff, Louie! That's how you drive, family!
Family!
There you go, Tig.
Oh, yeah.
You thought you were Jamie Wincup, honestly.
I was.
Phil and I were very nervous.
Oh, I was very good at what I was doing out there. Look, as I alluded to throughout the week, hinting at this and Triple M Facebook page to see the entire video, hilarious stuff.
Thanks to Maddie and Sam.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Outstanding effort.
Put the package together.
You know how you think you know someone?
Yeah.
And then really, I think the great test now is if you've got a friendship you're a little unsure of, just go for a drive for that person.
Like, I was concentrating on the road.
One of the great lines that came up when I requested we put the radio on when I was sitting in the back says, I can't have the radio on, it distracts me. So I said, so when a song comes on, you can't concentrate. He said, yeah. And I said, so that's the problem with the rush hour.
What's it like? The number one driver in the state.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, 5-2 or 6-2. The final hour for 2017 of the rush hour, and we've got a heap still to come. James Podsiadly is going to join us and say goodbye. Pods is obviously leaving the Crows and going to work on his business interests and get that up to speed. Adam Gilchrist not far away. Gilly to talk about, obviously, the second test, which starts tomorrow. Mm. And the worst on ground for the year votes by our boss, Matty, which is always must-listen to radio. World Cup draw tonight, 6 o'clock. Oh, jeez.
Lou, we don't want Spain.
No.
We don't want the Netherlands, Lou. We don't want Brazil.
We do not
don't give me a Brazil
from hell, which we always seem to get.
We do, I know.
For those who don't know, test team is unchanged for the second test here. Chatty Sayers has been released back to the Redbacks. Apparently the boys are singing this song to him.
My dad fixed the
fruit,
the
ghost
who
funnies.
Make the
poor
that I like best.
There you go,
brilliant. Love that.
Shame. Hasn't been able to crank in there, Chad.
Yeah.
Hello, Murph.
Oh, hang in there, mate.
All right.
Adelaide United are playing tonight.
And the 36 and are in action tonight.
So we're
tonight.
A busy state tonight, Lou, and
tomorrow. And you've got guests over for dinner.
Yes,
how
we
are you
have,
gonna do? How are you going to do all that when you can't actively listen in here?
Well, me mate, Chris and I will have the TV on.
You going down the man cave?
Yeah, we'll go down.
Oh, very nice.
Get the medals out.
Okay. Right. Today is roll the dice. Just give it on Friday. Just give it a
nice.
Four. Just getting in the zone.
Good boy.
One. So good to get that out of the way.
Okay.
And
because we gave $1,000 away yesterday down at the Cooper's Ale House.
Oh, it was outstanding.
Brilliant play by Jimmy.
Oh, I think it's time to hit the opener and get stuck into it.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, just quickly to Twitter from Stampy, and I appreciate it, Stampy. Hey, Louie, good to see you chucking up like you were this time last year on the cat.
Was a tough day.
It's tough to
see. And the family, didn't we just bounce around on the ocean? And, you had to go to the ladies.
You had to drop out for a while, didn't I?
I had to take over on the show.
C was angry that day, my friends. Don't you forget it.
Before we introduce our next guest and our last one for 2017, how much money have we given away?
Oh.
Now, I know we got two producers, and I thought we'd have that fax.
Yeah, given to you right now. I mean, someone should be talking.
What are we talking,
20
grand this year?
Yeah. 20 grand?
Yeah, I reckon. 15, 20.
You're just guessing now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know, Lou. Have we?
I reckon it's about 8 grand. Eight times it would have been lucky to go off. And given the incidentals, which is no more than 100 every time we play it, I reckon we're somewhere in between 8,000 to 10,000 bucks.
That's not bad, is it? It's not bad, Lou.
It is. I mean, that's the show that gives. Yeah. All right, who's playing today?
Hey, we're going to go to Parafield Gardens. G'day, Owen.
G'day, guys. How are we?
We're good, Owen. It is Roll the Dice Friday, Owen. I want you just, I've got it right up on the mic right now. Just blow on it for good luck, my friend.
Come on, guys.
Bit stinky.
5 or 6, come on.
What'd you have for lunch?
Did you have a cup of froth?
All right, here we go, Owen. I'm going to roll it. Let's go. Give me big six!
You got six, Owie!
You're kidding!
No.
Well done, Owen. You got six.
Oh.
No.
Now, make sure you just use it and play with a good strategy, Owen.
Well, I only need to get four right, don't I? So, come
on. Six. What about my ability?
Good roll.
To deliver under good pressure. Roll.
And look at Shawnee.
Automasters. I'm just writing it down, Owen. Times six.
Okay. Here we go.
I'll tell you what, near enough's good enough for me today. Right. Time starts at the end of the here first question. Owen, like you said, just think your way through it, but not too much because the time, it can get away. All right, so good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Number one, yes or no, have we given away $1,000 in the quiz this week?
Yes.
Which New Zealand team is Ben Stokes playing for this weekend?
Automasters.
What golf tournament is happening in Queensland at the moment?
Automasters.
Where are Adelaide United playing tonight?
Adelaide.
More information, please.
Troop Stadium.
Okay. What is the reptilian nickname for the Australian golfer Greg Chalmers?
Yeah, Automasters.
What page of the Advertiser features a picture of Adelaide Oval curator Damien Hoff?
Automasters.
Okay, which AFL team now has the oldest playing list, are we?
Geelong.
Who are the 36ers playing tonight?
Brisbane Bullets.
What number Guernsey will Gary Ablett be wearing next year?
Number four.
True or false, there's a picture of KG and a stripper on the same page of the paper today.
Automasters.
Oh. We're locked away and he had an Automasters to spare.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Two days in a row. Could it go off?
Come on, are we?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh, no!
Correct.
Bloody hell, are we?
Oh,
we.
Should have used it too.
If I could reach down this microphone, yeah. I'd slap you silly.
Oh, we.
I'd slap you silly.
I'd flick your ear.
Oh,
we.
Oh. Right.
Lou, you better give him the bag.
Let me dust myself off.
Question seven
was the one that we got done on. Which AFL team has the oldest playing list? Without hesitation, belted out Geelong.
Just went bang, Geelong.
Didn't give it any thought.
No Automasters.
At that point, only four Automasters had been used.
Flying.
Didn't go past. Didn't see whether he was going to have any left in his back pocket.
Just a real arrogance.
He blurted out the Cats. It's incorrect. It's the Hawks. Hawthorn Football Club followed by Adelaide. Everything else was taken care of by the Automasters. You've left one in the bank.
Oh,
that is just unbelievable.
Give him 100. Give him 100.
Yeah, that makes it feel better. $100 going your way, Owen.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's roll through it for those playing along
Take
at home.
Take care, mate.
All right. Ben Stokes is playing for Canterbury, Automasters number one.
And we're playing the third test.
Golf tournament happening in Queensland at the moment, the PGA. Yeah. That was Automasters number two. The reptilian nickname for Australian golfer Greg Chalmers, Snake.
Snake
Chalmers. Automasters 3. Which page of the Advertiser features a picture of Adelaide curator Damien Hoff? This shouldn't have been guesswork here. That should have been a given.
This is your boy.
Front page, baby.
Yeah.
Automasters 4. The Cats then came out. Automasters went for 10. True or false, there's a picture of KG and an exotic dancer type stripper on the same page as today's paper.
True.
Well, it's true.
And that's KG.
And that's George. That's George. How he rolls.
The great man.
So there it is.
Oh, I feel bad.
$1,000 went begging today. Got left out there. It's a bit like the golf.
Mm.
Left a few birdies out there.
he got lost in the rough.
But he couldn't say the same about KG.
Have you had your brakes ticked recently? Call 1300 Automasters. Andrew Juice Jarman picking the music today.
This will get you up.
Little beauty, yep. For Southern Volkswagen and Renella, it's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M. And Adam Gilchrist is coming up next.
One more sleep, Jars. And the boys are in town. Triple M rocks the Ashes this summer. Adam Gilchrist, Skull, Kerry O'Keefe, you name it. We've got all the big names on board. And Gilly joins us right now. Gilly, welcome to Adelaide.
Cheers, boys. Great to be back here.
Yeah,
it's all building up, isn't it?
Yeah, Poms are whinging nicely at the moment, aren't they?
I tell you, it's only getting bigger and bigger today, too. Watch the headlines tonight and tomorrow morning, and then I reckon there's going to be a flashpoint at some point in this series where I hope it doesn't get out of control. But, watch and listen with interest because it is the old Ashes rivalry is alive and well.
Well, Gilly, you live closer to Stump Mike than most. It's been a great invention, and it's certainly played its part up there at the Gabba. Accusations of it was just being held back. Then the old Reverend Davey Warner just rolled on past and released a bit like a journo with a scoop.
Mate, the Reverend's burnt his Bible, I can promise you that. He's no longer carrying that around. The boys at the Aussie boys are just reveling in his return of of Nasty Dave.
Yep, yeah, like
but
that.
You know, then Jimmy Anderson's saying that Nasty Dave only turns up when he gets runs, so he reckons he's a bit of a front runner. So it's all happening. It's spicing up. The old stump mic. I don't know whether the Aussies were dropping it down there intentionally to release anything, but I would have thought if they wanted to cause a stir in the English ranks, they would have released that, you know, let that drip feed out 3 days before the Ashes started.
Yeah. Gilly, who struggles with the pink ball then in the second test?
Yeah, who knows? England have only played one day-nighter, and that was over in England with the Dukes pink ball, and I was talking to them, and they said it behaved differently to what they've sort of seen in practice and experience to the Kookaburra ball. So you'd have to think Australia still remain favourites. You know, unpredictable, all the weather, the night time, that twilight zone between day and night, what's going to happen. So, yeah, as I say, it'll be interesting.
Gilly, is Mitch Stark trying to take the comedian handle off Cam Bancroft? He said the other day that he's not really a big fan of the pink ball, yet he took 8 for here in the Shield game.
He's been quite outspoken over the years of this development of this pink ball and day-night test cricket, but yeah, it looked like it's nestled comfortably in the big quick bowler's hand against South Australia here, didn't it?
And, bloody hell, it destroyed us. Gilly, we win this second test match in probably just under 4 days. The Ashes series is well and truly done. The Aussies can't lose it from there, can they? If you tease your pup in the Ashes series, you've basically got the series won, haven't you?
Yeah, you shouldn't lose it. And England have never won at the Wacker, I don't think. So that's where the third test is. So you'd say history would suggest Australia would be safe, but you never know. We were 1-0 up in a pretty commanding position, about a 250-run win we had at Lords in 2005. And I know Glenn McGrath was asked by the press, what's wrong with England cricket? He said, only three things. He said, batting, bowling and fielding. Other than that, it's all good.
Pigeon!
And we lost the series.
Oh, put a hex on us.
On us.
Oh, dear.
Hey, buddy, Gilly, good bowlers.
Buddy bowlers should be allowed to speak to the media.
Buddy bowlers.
Nah.
You know that. What do you think of Tim Payne's effort behind the stumps? Obviously, there's a lot of the eyes and everybody watched him very closely. What do you think of his performance in the opening test?
Good. I was more than happy with his contribution. Everyone's replayed 100 times the missed dismissal off Nathan Lyon, but that's probably the most difficult catch you'll get as a wicketkeeper. He's a class batsman, and even the fact that Darren Lehman and I have scored more recent first-class 100s than Tim Payne, but and I've been retired 10 years.
Yeah.
But Payne, you'll be good. I reckon we've got a really well-balanced career team at the moment, Bancroft's come on leaps and bounds with confidence from that innings. Sean Marsh looks solid, so, all good.
All right, great segue. Balance. How do you get your bank balance up this test? We've got the Forex Goldie we spoke about last time, Gilly. Tell us what is happening this time around here in Adelaide.
So get yourself a carton of Forex Gold, or there's a number of pubs around Adelaide where you can go in and buy a beer, and then you can, I think, pay $9.95 to get not the baggy green, but the baggy gold, the baggy goldie.
Yep.
So it's a gold cap. Whack that on your head, go to the cricket. If someone hits a six, hopefully it's an Aussie.
Yep.
But if you catch it wearing the cap, you get 10 grand
Stop
straight
it.
Into the pocket. Very, very handy. And the other thing, quickly, boys, there's a little microchip or an eye beacon, they call it, in the back of a cap.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your goldie, you get the sort of serial or the pin number off that. You pair that into your phone. There's an app that you download, the Forex Gold app.
Yep.
And then whenever you're around other goldies, it picks it up, your app detects that, and then starts pinging out prizes.
Oh.
So you might win a TV, you might win Ashes tickets, you might win a stubby holder for the unlucky ones. There's been a suggestion that it could also be Forex Gold's version of Tinder. So you never know what you might pick up at the cricket. You might get 10 grand. You might find your future wife or husband.
Could be Grindr too, Gilly.
I'm not touching that. I'll move on to the next question.
Just in fair balance, I was suggesting that's all. Mate, we equal reporting here on the Rush Hour. Last one, Gilly. Junior cricket, no ducks, shorter pitches. Do you like this initiative by Cricket Australia?
What I'd like to see is that clubs put an option if you want to play I suppose traditional or proper cricket rules, you can go that way. So kids that, want to have this modified version and that inclusion and so on, fair enough. It's great to keep them in the game and keep them learning. But I think by about 12, kids are ready. Certainly, in my house, my sons, they are well and truly ready to play proper cricket. That's until they get a first ball duck and then they cut whinging and complaining. But I think have the opportunity for players or families to work out which way they want to go. But I understand it. They want to keep kids involved and more engaged.
Yeah. No, consequences happen in real life. They happen in cricket. Gilly, great to talk to you. Can't wait to listen to you and all the team right across the Ashes. Triple M rocks the Ashes. All right, make sure you tune it in. Gilly and Skull and everybody else will be involved. Great to talk to you, big man.
Believe me, it's pretty loose commentary, but it is very, very entertaining. It's cricket with a difference.
It falls under the banner of commentary. Gilly, we're going with it, all right?
Okay.
See you, mate. Right. See Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Jars and Louis, handpicking every musical morsel this afternoon on the Rush Hour. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen. Ian Ranella at 104.7 Triple M.
Take the Twitter family's feedback very seriously. Red sent one through. I love how we always give an update on what's happening in sport around the weekend. We missed the bite. Apologies, Red, and everyone else out there. Taking on, I think it's the...
Canberra
at the moment. Bottom of the sixth. We're 9-2 down in game one of the series, which got suspended because of, I think, weather yesterday. Held over till today. Game two tonight, 7 o'clock. So at the moment, bottom of the sixth, 9-2 down. So the boys need to rally hard.
And in fairness to us, we try and acknowledge all our South Australian sporting teams. Now, you went to the paper just short before. Is there anything in there about the Adelaide Bolt?
There's 12 pages of sport today and they didn't get it. And that's no excuse why we shouldn't have mentioned them. But we should be giving them a leg up.
Correct.
So, good work, Red. Thank you very much for reminding us. Just quickly, no change to the starting 11. If you missed that here in Adelaide, which means Chatty Sayers has been released back to play for the Redbacks. So, small win for us.
Yes, it is.
And disappointment for Chatty again. Mm. But the win for him is he doesn't have to make the cordial.
Who's going to make that?
Oh, I don't know. There it is,
Sean.
Tiger Woods. Shoots 69 on his professional return.
Oh, hello.
Ironic. A lot of people are suggesting. Oh, it'd be one of the biggest ones ever.
It'd be one of the greatest comebacks of all time.
I called it long ago that he was done and dusted.
You did too. I don't think I gave a comment about
that. I don't think you did. Here, I want to comment on this. And this one, a lot of people, first reaction on this is, oh, how ridiculous. But I think the more you think about it, it might make a bit of sense. Changing of junior cricket rules, Charles, to keep kids in the game to participate. Shorter pitches and the batters don't get out. No ducks.
I don't mind the shorter pitches because young kids that are trying to bowl don't actually hit the...
Double hops are real common.
But the ducks, no, I don't agree with you.
You don't reckon?
You got it. That's how you learn.
Don't get it. Well, in school cricket, I used to get 20 balls.
Nah. If you make a duck, you're not good enough yet. Get back in the nets. That's a cop-out for me.
I was just throwing it out.
But I don't mind shortening the pitch.
It's a changing world. And the other one that is floating around, and it's getting some serious wax on social media, there's a push now to get gender-neutral language. So instead of saying ruckman and batsman,
what
it needs to be replaced with person. They're trying to link it, and this dead set serious. We're not having fun here at all with domestic violence. That if you get gender neutral language, it'll make life a lot better in all aspects, which I don't quite understand. And the idea of going ruck woman or ruck man, ruck person.
What are we saying?
Well, I just don't know, but I think that's a long bow to suggest that is aiding and abetting someone or people who are going down the path of domestic violence.
So would you say men? Person taking the tap?
Ruck person.
Ruck person.
Bats person.
Bats person. Would it be batter? Or what if just ruck?
Rucker.
Yeah. Rucker.
Who's in the ruck today? Yeah. But, it's a really tough one. I know what they're trying to get at in the sense of because we've got our women participating. It's just a bit of PC madness in the sense that I think we all agree that it's the ruckman. If we were to watch AFLW, we're going, wow.
I say ruckman.
She's a really good ruckman.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm watching women's cricket in the Ashes, she's a good batsman.
Yeah.
She's a gun.
It's almost like it's one of those ones that doesn't hold offence. Mm. It's just an expression.
Okay.
And again, I know it's got the term man in there, and I suppose to everything having to go the other way over. But just letting you know, that's getting thrown away. And the other big one tonight, 6 o'clock World Cup draw, which is just,
yep.
I mean, all your hopes can just get, yep. when that those little balls come out or whatever they try to do. Little... Tell you one thing I'll miss tonight is Sepp Blatter.
He's in jail, isn't he?
And trying to work out whether how he's allegedly rigged it.
We don't want to be up against Spain, Brazil, and I think I said the Netherlands, didn't I?
Yeah.
I meant to say Denmark.
Yeah, well, Jackie Hudson got you there and said the Dutch didn't really qualify. So
you've got to realise.
What would our last show be without you just doing a
boot? Yeah, but you know, I try and be pretty well slick with the most information from time to time.
From time to time.
But what do you reckon your strike rate is?
Oh, damn good question.
If we were to get the Kit Kat strike rate out on.
Damn good question. You know, well, that's up to the family.
What do you reckon you're running at?
And now or been the whole year?
Over the course of the year.
Oh, I reckon I'm about 9 out of 10. I've been elite this year, there's no question. I've got better as the year's gone on.
Yeah, it's a fair call, Carol.
You've set a fairly well, you know, both of you set a very high standard. We're the elite show.
Oh, we are.
We're the elite show in Adelaide, if not Australia.
Hate to set your homework for the break.
Oh, I'm not doing any homework for the break. I need to find myself over the next six weeks.
This is one of the key things you got to work on. Hate to set your homework over the break, but like all good organisations and football clubs, we're going
to
need a new motto next year.
We do too.
We can't keep going with the elite standard of Russia. I mean, take a leaf out of the Essendon's book, whatever it takes.
Yeah, and the Crows, could we that flies
be
one.
Could we be the Rush Hour? Whatever it takes.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. They're closer than you think. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars. It's with a very heavy heart that we welcome our next guest on. And we saved him to last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's emotional, isn't it?
Don't.
One and only. J-Pod, James Podziadley joins us for the final time. He's our final guest in 2017 on The Rush Hour. J-Pod, welcome.
Louis and Jars, good to be on.
Well,
with a heavy heart, mate.
We know that you're finishing up. We just wanted to just have one final chat with the great man before he sort of left and just went adios into the sunset. Yeah.
Well, Thursday and Friday afternoon chat with you guys has been the highlight for the last couple of years as a coach too, so sad time.
So, Pods, just tell the family you're no longer with the Adelaide Crows. You've done a terrific job as our defensive coach. Where are you moving off to next year, mate? What are you up to?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a pretty tough decision to leave a good club, and a club that I think definitely still got a lot of room for improvement and some exciting times ahead. But, from my perspective, it's still sort of working some things out, and there's a business venture I'm involved in, which is early stages, but so that might take a bit of my time up next year. But some other things I just need to work through as well.
Bullshit.
I'm calling bullshit.
Oh, you're throwing it already.
I'm calling bullshit. I'm hearing you said if Lever goes, I'm out. I can't have my best number one intercept defender out of it. I can't control this back six without that.
Brody Smith.
No Smith, no Lever. Yeah. And there's no Podziadley. That's the deal. That was the deal.
No, you got me off guard there, fellas.
Well, I had to get you back because you were 2-1 up on me on the bullshit cat. I just wanted to fix it.
Yeah. Hey, Pods, what's been your most rewarding highlight at the Adelaide Crows?
I think, 2 years as a player. I mean, building some really strong relationships as a player, and I've got some really good friends that I'll have for a very long time, as most players do. And then as a coach, I mean, seeing guys like, you mentioned Jake Lever, but also guys like Kyle Hardigan, I mean, Rory Laird, Jake Kelly, there's a whole heap of list of names too, Brody Smith. But seeing those guys develop individually, but also collectively as a team, and all of them sort of took their game to the next level. And it was basically because it's a really motivated group. So the biggest reward that, walking away from Adelaide is seeing those guys are, elite players now.
Pods, how do you think you'll break your habit of the coding when you've got to jump on your computer and sit up for hour after hour after hour and going through your boys'
checking
work?
Checking the kick-ins.
Geez, you're going to miss that, aren't you?
Oh, I can't tell you. I know the coaches that the Crows have been back at 2 weeks and they do a fair bit of coding in pre-season, and not once have I thought about it. there's some coaching's a pretty full-on gig, and a lot of the coaches of the Crows work really hard. I'm sure the rest of the competition do too, but it's just part and parcel of, being in that education sort of environment where you've got to show players' vision, and I think it's still an important part of the game.
Pods, will it be nice to break the cycle? Been in footy a long, long time, and obviously straight out of playing into coaching, probably won't really know yourself that now you've got to get out and you can work and put your efforts elsewhere without really being, not chained to the wheel, but really caught in an environment that has no downtime.
No, I totally agree with you, and it was part of the part of my decision was about that too, to step away from football. I've been involved in club land for 18 years in a row without sort of stepping out and actually experiencing what other people experience. And I think from a self-development perspective, I definitely would like to go back into the football club environment in some capacity one day. But I think from a getting some more skills and some tools in other areas is what I wanted to do. Now, what happened with this driving test?
No. Oh, glad you brought it up. Yeah,
Pods. Emotional moment now, when I was crowned as the best driver in South Australia. Knocked off Lou.
I'm tipping big things for you in the private sector. When you get to that point where you need that driver, you know, the professional driver to drive you around town, I've got driving Miss Daisy sitting right next to me here.
Well, maybe I'll just poach you and put some L plates on the car.
I'll tell you what, hit that button again now.
Bullshit.
Boys, loved chatting with you guys over the last couple of years.
I'll tell you what soon. We might do, Pods. We might just have you over as our roving correspondent and we'll just come to your time from time, because now you're not tied. You can actually brutal.
Give me a call and I'll give you the honest answers. No bullshit.
On that note, we'll say goodbye. Thanks.
Thanks, boys.
There is the J-Pod. James Pods Adley for the last time ever on the Rush Hour.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. They're closer than you think. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, big thank you to Southern Volkswagen and all the sponsors of the show this year, Jars. Yeah, everyone who's been involved and looked after us.
Yeah.
Much, much appreciated. All right, wouldn't be a final show without a worst on ground for the year. Here are the votes from our boss, Matty, and I think he hasn't been kind.
The Rush Hour's Worst on Ground, presented by Matty the Boss.
Welcome to the worst on ground for the Rush Hour 2017. Back in February, the Green Mundine fight was on, and Louis picks up one vote for thinking that he was good mates with Denny Green.
We're pretty tight, the Green machine and myself. He's my Uber driver.
You're very good mates.
What were his last words to me when he left here on Tuesday?
Lou, if you need any tickets, make sure you ring me.
Yeah, well, what happened?
All right, so what I've done. Tuesday, 4:48. Hey, mate, 3 or 4 doubles would be great if it's not too much trouble or whatever you can wrangle. Oh, great stuff today, exclamation mark, very entertaining. Good luck Friday night, can't wait, Louie.
Right, Louie, right. Beautiful.
So, yes, well done.
Yeah. So I had to wait an entire day and I thought, hang on, getting close to the deadline, won't worry about it because he's clearly forgotten he's gone.
He's got to focus.
Wednesday, 11:19 p.m. The text reply from Danny Green. I'm fast asleep, sound in the knowledge, we're tight as... Who's this? Who's effing this?
Sucked in!
Brian Taylor came to town and one vote each goes to both Louis and Jars for standing up the great man.
Jumped on in peak hour traffic. That was a nightmare getting through there. All of this to get to Adelaide on time for the coffee that we'd organised. You know, we're going to have a bit of a catch-up. Yeah. You know, you guys invited me over for a coffee and I think 11 o'clock was the time. So I arrived at the front door of Triple M.
Yep.
Meet me down the coffee shop downstairs. Louis, you were
stuck in
the cinema somewhere.
With the kids.
Jars, you were still at home in bed. And I'm at 11 a.m. out the front of Triple M wondering what the hell's going on.
On Franklin Street.
Chris, just for the record, did you get correspondence from any of us?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is a sign of the friendship. At least we know where we all stand.
Do you hold grudges?
Yeah, I'm a long holder of grudges.
And now for three votes. Jars developed a brand new segment called The Round of Music, where a song hook reflects a sports story of the week. Great idea. Except when you forget the story.
It's your segment, mate.
Yeah, let's get underway. Okay, let's go.
Just hit the button, Murph. Anything.
Now, Murph, this one is for... shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Murph, help me out here. What was first up? Boston Running?
Powderfinger.
Yeah, this is Powderfinger.
Just play something and then you can talk after it.
No, this is for Powderfinger. Powderfinger. And it's for...
I can't be a part of this.
The runners.
Come back. Come around Murph's side. I'm not putting my name to this segment or this show, mate. Let him battle. I'm going. Yell out when mine are ready.
Come on. What was the runners for? What was the runners? What do I have it for?
You just asked me to push buttons.
Yeah, but bloody, I've lost it. What was it for? Anyway, just play this one for the runners, mate. Sorry,
family. Side that's lost and running.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was for. No, I do apologise, but I don't know what the song was for.
Two votes each go to both Louis and Jars for the overuse of nicknames. This from one random Wednesday afternoon.
You can't have Tomo playing two roles.
By the sea.
Your boy.
My lad.
Because Sauce has issues with the big sand lands.
Andrew Juice, Newton Jarman. Picked up the tweet of the week off the duck. As I say, good welcome to Mr. Elite himself, Juice. And Charlie and Eddie would be outstanding. Oh. Here's Kenny explaining how he did that injury.
Sloaney up next.
To Sloaney on the rush hour with Charles Lurie.
Yeah, and big minutes Saddles. To midfield. Pikey, of course, is...
That wouldn't be the rat. You?
And JJ, kicked a few goals in the weekend.
Hey, Sloaney, welcome.
Got to be leading, wouldn't
Tails.
It?
Tails. Yeah. Tails would be a really good ice.
Damo joins us now. Welcome, Damo.
Charlie.
Lock in the Sloane dog.
I reckon it'd be Pikey, wouldn't it?
No, it'd have Iceman.
Tomo would look like a good Iceman too, actually.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you can't be fill two spots.
No.
Maybe it would be Pikey.
Tell C.
Yeah. So good luck, Youngie.
Ready, Atkins.
No. Sauce.
Yeah, it's like for like, actually. Yeah. Tell C.
Yeah.
I know you're listening, said I'm going to build your brand new opener.
Yeah.
Oh, Scotty, well
ready for Sloane dog.
BT and the Chief. Good old Bunghole.
Jars didn't learn and set a Bristle nickname record just a few weeks later.
Good on you, Bristle. There's the phone, Bristle. Does Mrs. Bristle get that or you got to get that?
Mrs. Bristle, get back.
Hey, Bristle.
And five votes for the worst on ground of the year goes to Andrew Jarman for possibly the worst cricket score update of all time.
Yes, South Australia are chasing a... well, not a bad total, Luke. We're 3 for 88, but we need 190 to win. Right, I did have it written down somewhere.
Trailing by 62 in the first dig. They made 216, so 282 minus 88.
So 279. Runs to win. Is that right?
They need 187 now.
Yeah. But I'll just remember what that, the total was after getting Queensland out in the second dig.
See you in 2018.
Yeah.
No, we're done and dusted.
So I took the BNF award.
Congratulations. Been a big day for you. Picked up the driving award from RAA.
Thank you.
Go to our Facebook page. You want to see the video. Very funny stuff of us two taking a driving test with Filthy Phil from the RAA.
So that's it. Well done.
We're done.
Thank you. Thank you to you, Lulu, Shawnee, our producing team, our family. Most importantly, our family.
Probably should name the boys. Thanks to Flacker who runs the show out there. Jez is not
Winty,
here.
We got rid of Thailand.
Yeah, look, you got to make some changes
well,
along
we're
the way.
Elite.
When you're a juggernaut, Sam, who's the vice captain.
Sam.
Come on in, Sammy. You've done a great job.
Love you, Sam. And our boss, Matty O'Reilly.
Twitter family, we love your work. You're outstanding. Sam, come and grab a microphone. You've done a great work.
Thanks. Have you rated our year, Sam?
Honestly, or
yeah. Oh, no. You're the vice captain.
Tell you what, Sam.
It's a 4 out of 5. Yeah.
For me, I'd like to say a big thank you for the round of music, all the work you've done with Jazz.
I'd be lost without Sam.
All the bad ones were his ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we need to turn our attention to the radio legend that is Sean Craig Murphy. Murph, well done.
Thank you.
Well played.
Yeah, I'm lost without you, mate.
Go well without us.
Yeah. And now are we back next year? I've got to go away, as you know, for
well,
six
I'm back.
Weeks.
The question really is, and a lot of people are asking around, have you burnt out? I mean, I'll touch base with you 2 days out from January 15th. If I don't get a good scat test, basically a concussion test, we'll set you down.
We're in trouble.
Then you're done.
It's been a blast.
I tell you what, we'll be lucky to get him back. I've just taught him what Spotify is on his phone.
Oh, no.
And it is game over for the family
beautiful.
And everyone else who knows him this summer.
Have a great Christmas, New Year's. Look after
each
other.
Stay safe, enjoy.
Absolutely.
Love one another, and we'll see you next year.
See you, family.